This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to start with the Missouri front on the stadium. We'll get to sports betting, I promise, at 11 o'clock because that news today is absolutely ridiculous. And you probably saw and heard on Fesco and Dusty. Talk to them about it a little bit. But on the stadium front, politicians are expected to meet Wednesday in Jefferson City to discuss options to fund, partially fund projects for the Chiefs and or the Kansas City Royals using public dollars. And we'll play this bit of audio. This is from the Speaker of the Missouri House, John Patterson, who's in Lee Summit, represents Lee Summit. Here's what he said. I believe this was on Friday.
We want to meet with the county executive, and I think there's probably an open invitation. I'm always happy to meet with them here in Jeff City or back home. Next week will be just the legislators, some of the legislators, and we really need to get this going and make sure that everybody knows that we have to get this done. I believe that we would need to have something on the November ballot to get the Jackson County funding, and that would be the base for the foundation for any package that's put together.
You and I had the same reaction when we listened to this audio earlier today. We're like,
sure you want to climb this tree again?
Well, we were like, no, wait. November? I don't think they have that kind of time. Like, they've already maybe screwed up timeline-wise if they're looking for another ballot measure. I don't think they can wait till November, based off of what may or may not be happening in the state of Kansas for one or both of the teams.
I don't like the way... I'll just be honest. Every word he said there was a buzzwords of how it failed the last time. Let's get on the November ballot, and I'd like to talk to the Jackson County executive. How'd that go the last time? How smooth did that thought process go the last time? I kind of thought the whole stadium thing, we had boiled down to the very simple thing, which was do not make a decision that isn't just financing it and telling people here's where the money's coming from. Because if you leave it back in the hands of the people, I'm not so sure how it'll go. And look, I think it's an unknown because separating them, offering a different location, all these things could provide different results. And I thought the Chiefs really hurt the Royals' options by not offering up what I thought was a good plan at all. Now, they didn't help themselves either, right? They hurt themselves by making those decisions late and all these other stuff, et cetera, et cetera. And so, like, those things typically kind of go a certain way. But I can't believe we're still talking November ballots and leaving it up to the people? This feels like a bad way to go about business. You just got to work out the funding, announce that this is where the funding is coming from, and just tell people to kind of deal with it. Like, I know that maybe doesn't sound like the way a voter would want it or an everyday citizen would want it, but I'm not sure opening it back up to a public vote after it failed so miserably the last time is going to help you. I mean, it didn't lose by a little gold. It lost by a
16
lot.
Points, I believe, right? Yeah. 16 points. The public ballot measure, the only way I see it ever getting to that again in Missouri is strictly on a Chiefs plan. As in, we already know what the Royals decide, whatever that may be.
Yeah.
And then let's say the Royals have left. Missouri. Let's say that's ends up happening. Then you're talking about trying to keep one of the teams at that point. Yeah. If you already lost one, and that's a hypothetical here, then I could see for the Chiefs to basically say, are we keeping one of these professional teams? This is what's required. The Chiefs' timeline is a little bit longer. They, you know, unlike the Royal, the Royals have said, hey, we are flat out leaving.
They kind of set their own deadline.
Yeah. We are leaving when our lease is up. The Chiefs, maybe they're willing to extend it out anyway, no matter what. They have maybe a little bit more of a timeline. We know they can't do anything until a post-World Cup to begin with in terms of renovations at Arrowhead because of the World Cup in 2026. So that would be the only way I could ever see this thing really get into a public ballot measure in the state of Missouri again, is strictly on a Chiefs-only ballot once we know what the Royals do. But we know last week there was some reporting from KCMO Talk and that, you know, that there's maybe some deadlines coming up in the state of Kansas for whether it's land and also the star bonds in Kansas. I don't have the exact, I want to say they potentially expire. I don't know if they can be extended.
They probably
there's always,
could.
There's always know. Some way to, like, you know, to extend stuff out, but I believe that's this summer for those, the current terms to be utilized. So we're coming up on it, and it feels like, I don't want to say it's too little too late, but like this is maybe a last ditch. Wednesday is very important, it sounds like.
Yeah, this meeting is going to end up probably determining whether or not it's realistic. Both teams can stay in Missouri, just the Royals can stay in Missouri, because you're right, the Chiefs do have a longer timeline, but they've also pretty much stated spring for themselves too. Like, Wednesday's sure. probably when we're going to start getting the rumors of it's more or less likely they end up in Kansas or Missouri, in my opinion. Like, right now, it's just speculation. Like, Quentin Lucas, who's the mayor of Kansas City, obviously, was over on KMBZ. He was asked these questions. You can hear his response to it. Because he's trying to warn you it's not a done deal they're going to Kansas. But that's what everyone in Kansas is going to try to say before this meeting on Wednesday.
Well, you know, what I can tell you is that anybody who is speaking on the record with all these guarantees of the team is going to this place or that place is, you know, is wrong. There is no deal that's going to be announced in the next several hours. I think there are good discussions, but important ones. And indeed, I had somebody who reached out to me last week, a constituent who said, if you just, you know, misled us all, come up with a big secret thing, and we'll never be the wiser for it. But that's absolutely not the case. I think no matter what jurisdiction they go to, and I continue to believe that all indications lead to that being both teams remaining in Kansas City, Missouri, but with the Royals downtown, I think we're going to have extensive chats about what public financing and support looks like. A lot of discussions on what the locations for both teams are, how you make sure that's something that's conducive to the neighborhood nearby. But there's a lot of work with it. And, you know, one thing that I would call for, and there was a bit of public discourse last week, the Missouri Speaker of the House, who lives in Lee Summit, gave some remarks about Jackson County needing to step up, all those sorts of things. I'm agnostic as to that issue, other than to say that I think the conversations that need to happen are, I think that the right and responsible parties are in the room, and I think that we will always continue to be faithful to the taxpayers.
And like I
so
hear
that was this morning on KMBZ, our sister station from
yeah,
Mayor
like,
Q.
Just like an hour ago over on their morning show. When you listen to that, I know some of you in the audio stream, I keep forgetting that we can't play audio from my computer. So sorry to re-sum up what he had to say for those watching on YouTube, Twitter, or Twitch. He was talking about how they keep getting told that Jackson County needs to step up. This is the single biggest hurdle for either of these teams. Is there any chance Frank White's going to get off of this pedestal and step down? No! No! Frank White has had legitimately like 4 years to get off his high horse and his grudge against the Royals or anybody else. And we talked about all the other issues that might exist in or around Jackson County with property taxes and all the other stuff he's caught heat for over the years. He's not budging on this one. There's no amount of budge in Frank White. The last time we heard what he was asking for was the moon. Well, we'd like 100% of parking and 100% of the revenue, and we pay $0, and you just give us stuff. That was the last he asked for. I know it wasn't quite that, but it was essentially that. It was a completely one-sided offer. And so, like, that's the problem. Jackson County is never going to give up the money as long as Frank, not for the Royals. Not for the Royals, because he has a grudge against the team. I don't think there's any way to look at it differently.
Right. Well, so it's definitely, this is why the reporting has been that they would bypass Jackson County legislature on the Royals front. That's the only way that I could see them staying downtown, as it became more of a state and city thing more than Jackson County. Although we just played the comments from the Speaker of the Missouri House about Jackson County needing to step up. I don't know if there's a path for it to happen without Jackson County legislature ultimately, or the county executive ultimately playing a huge role in that. We'll see. I think we have to step away for a second and also understand that whether it's on the record reporting or otherwise conversations, that there is still politics heavily at play on both sides of the state line, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, what is being used intentionally put out there by individuals to try to create leverage? I always try to keep that in perspective, no matter what we hear, because I think that's a real thing that happens, especially with an issue like this. So when we hear a certain site or we hear anything like that, I always try to step back, like, okay, what could be the benefit of quote unquote leaking this out for another party? And so I think that's important to remember in all of these conversations. I've told you, I think you've been consistent on this. Ultimately, number one goal, and I'm not worried about this happening, number one goal is keeping the Royals and Chiefs in Kansas City.
Yes, somewhere
plain,
in the city.
Plain and simple. After that, you know, my entire life I've driven to Missouri to watch the Royals and Chiefs. It really doesn't bug me that much. If you told me one of the teams was in Kansas, I would say great. Specifically, you know my feelings on the new stadium versus renovation of Arrowhead. I would prefer a new stadium. I don't personally think it makes sense to renovate Arrowhead. And that's not me saying that Arrowhead stinks or anything. No. I've told the story over and over and over. My first sporting events I ever went to were at Arrowhead. A lot of great memories. Family had tickets, season tickets as a kid at Arrowhead.
But you want the new one.
But I don't think it makes sense to put that kind of money into an old building, public money, when you know you're going to come back probably in 15 or 20 years, maybe for a new building anyway. So it doesn't make sense to me. I would prefer a new stadium. And to me, the only path for a new stadium for the Chiefs is Kansas. As far as Royals wise, I was taught, you know, Bob obviously has had a lot of reporting on the Royals and the Kansas side.
Sure.
and what he's heard. The 435 and Null site keeps coming up. I personally, even though it's very close to where I live, I'm not like all that sold on that site. Not a huge fan personally, but that doesn't mean, am I going to not go to games because they end up at 435 and Null versus downtown? No, I have a preference, just like everybody listening has a preference in this whole thing. All I'll say, though, in terms of the stuff out in the last 48 hours, 72 hours, I guess it's been at this point, is I think the timeline and we're right up against it now. Like I know we've been saying that in
which
the past.
Which is every time. They have been deadline desperate action. Like, last time it did, but
I don't think we're going to St. Joe in August for training camp, not knowing where the Royals are going and not knowing where the Chiefs are leaning. I just don't.
I don't think so, but it's like one of those like 95%, yeah, I agree with you, and there's still 5% of me that I thought we'd know, like, not kidding, 18 months ago where these two teams are going. Maybe 2 years ago. Do you remember when these conversations started? It's been so
long. Yeah, people are sick of it. I think a lot of people are sick of it.
That's the other problem they're working against is fatigue.
But we're going to talk about it at 11 o'clock, you know, the sports betting stuff and delay in Missouri and all that. That is a very small percentage of this entire conversation, but it proves the other point. Well, do you have faith, if you're Clark Hunt and John Sherman, that Missouri can get their you-know-what together to give you what you believe you need? I'm not saying for them to get a blank check from the state of Missouri. Not at all. Of course not. However, you got to believe that they can accomplish what you need them to accomplish in a certain time frame. And what have you seen? Oh, and there's plenty of examples that can happen. And that's where I would be very, very skeptical if I was John Sherman and Clark Hunt. Can the city and can the state of Missouri actually get stuff done? And that's a big question I would have.
They've had struggles with it lately. They both these teams, I think no matter what, like, I'll say this, like, I would be hesitant to blame. No, I think they're always asking for things that you don't think, like going back to the public financing of stadiums for billionaires and all the other stuff. If you want to be annoyed about that, fine.
Sure.
But if you're like, I can't believe the Royals went to Kansas, or I can't believe the Chiefs went to Kansas, I'd be like, I don't know, man. They gave Missouri a pretty fair shake. They tried, okay? It was definitely not from a lack of effort. They spent the better part of 2 years trying to give Missouri a chance to retain the team.